Cut weekend came and went, and Tyreek Hill is still a free agent, which is exactly what his own agent said would happen. Drew Rosenhaus, on the Pat McAfee Show on August 21st, 9 days before the cutdown, said, "I don't expect Tyreek to sign before the season," per Zach Wasink at Yardbarker. He put more on the record than the timeline, relaying Hill's own words about the rebuilt left knee. "I still have some work to do. I'm not ready yet." On a video of Hill running hills, Rosenhaus said, "He looked great. An agent's word on a rehab clip, not a medical finding." And the furthest he would go, "It's not hyperbole for me to predict that he will play this season. When, I'm not sure." The stated plan is to take his time, come back fully healthy, and pick the right team. Inside this week's window itself, the only movement was Analyst Inc. In a Bleacher Report piece relayed Friday by Last Word on Sports, Christopher Knox wrote not to expect a signing until Hill is healthier and knows which contenders are real, and floated Baltimore and Kansas City as fits. Analyst fits, not reported interest. And on Kansas City, the standing word from the team still runs the other way. Andy Reid said back in February, there was nothing happening regarding Hill, per Ayomide Adeduyite at Athlon Sports. The resume is not in question. The knee is why the market is waiting. Our numbers: 21 catches for 265 yards in 4 games before the knee ended his year. Our last episode said the checkable things were medical clearance reporting first, the transaction wire second. Score both. No clearance report exists, and the wire is empty. But the silence now has a narrator. The most calibrated fact in the file is still Hill's own July account, relayed at the time by Kevin Patra at NFL.com, that the power had not returned to the surgical leg. Rosenhaus's counsel, "It's not when you come back, it's how you come back," turns the missing clock from our inference into stated intent. The thread, for anyone new to this file, since June, the Hill story has stacked two ifs: a knee that has not passed a physical, and a team that does not exist. And our August 23rd episode called that July self-account the most recent public word. It was not. The McAfee appearance and the reporting on it both landed on August 21st, 2 days before that episode, and they did not reach our file until now. So this is the correction as much as the update. The first if now carries an agent's on-the-record prediction that it resolves in season. The second stays wide open, on Hill's own schedule. We'll pick the file back up as the season arrives. Data via NFL Verse.